What's in the news? Confrontation in the cold.
It was snowing then. It's snowing now.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. It's a standoff in the snow in North Dakota, where the governor has ordered people at a protest encampment to leave because of the brutal weather conditions.
He has no authority here. No, I'm not going anywhere.
Joy Braun's been there since April 1st.
He sure didn't care when it was the same temperature as it is outside when he was fire hosing our people. He didn't care about it then, so why is he caring about it now?
There have been confrontations between the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline and authorities. Arrests, too.
Many argue the project is threatening those who rely on the Missouri River for water and is treading on sacred land, a claim the company building the pipeline disputes.
We're not even crossing any Native American property.
And for that reason, Energy Transfer Partners CEO Kelsey Warren says,
they will not stop our project. That's naive.
It's already 92% done, spanning from North Dakota into Illinois. Protesters vow to stay.
I quit my job to come up here. Yeah, I put my whole family at stake.
Nathan Bison is there from Las Vegas. Braun argues the land in question is tribal territory because of a treaty that's more than a century old.
Anybody that says that the 1851 treaty is not valid today, then they don't believe in the United States Constitution. And what are they doing calling themselves an American?
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.